Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested after domestic dispute leaves woman injured near Union Chapel Road. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 46-year-old man was arrested Saturday morning after Campbell County deputies responded to a report of a woman lying near the intersection of Union Chapel Road and Fairview Road. According to the sheriff's office, a neighbor called authorities after spotting the woman in a ditch with her dog. Deputies found her with visible injuries, including a handprint-shaped welt on her hip and redness on her face. She told deputies her ex-boyfriend had slapped her during an argument earlier that morning. The two had been drinking at her home in Gillette before the fight escalated. After the man left around 3 a.m., the woman drove to his house to reconcile, but the argument continued. When she tried to leave, he allegedly took her keys and threw her phone to the ground, prompting her to walk away on foot. Deputies later located the man parked nearby on Coltrane Road. After speaking with the victim, they arrested him on suspicion of domestic battery. The sheriff's office says alcohol was a contributing factor in the incident. Wyoming Energy Committee advances a $100 million nuclear fuel project for governor's review. The Energy Matching Funds Review Committee has advanced a major energy project for Governor Mark Gordon's consideration, a $100 million proposal from BWX Technologies Incorporated to build a TRISO fuel fabrication facility in Gillette. According to the Wyoming Energy Authority website, the committee met on October 7th and 8th to review multiple applications seeking state cost-share funding. Following deliberations, the BWXT proposal was the only large-scale project recommended for the governor's review under the Large Project Emergency Matching Fund. A 45-day public comment period is open and will run through November 25, 2025. Residents can view project details and submit comments via the Wyoming Energy Authority's website or by emailing wea@wyo.gov. The Wyoming Legislature first created the Energy Matching Funds program in 2024, setting aside $100 million to attract large-scale energy developments that also receive federal or private investment. By law, the state's contribution can never exceed 50% of the project's total cost, and no bid award can obligate Wyoming to any future funding beyond the initial grant. The Energy Matching Funds Review Committee includes representatives from the Wyoming Energy Authority, the Governor's Office, the Department of Workforce Services, the State Geologist, and the Wyoming Business Council. The group's role is to evaluate proposals and make recommendations, but final approval lies with Governor Gordon. If approved, the BWXT TRISO facility would mark one of Wyoming's largest investments yet in next-generation nuclear fuel production, reinforcing the state's growing role in advanced energy innovation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.